For Arizona Public Media, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor Emerita in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Our guest today is Clara Curiel, Professor in Dermatology at the College of Medicine at the University of Arizona. Dr. Curiel co-directs several interdisciplinary programs in the UA Skin Cancer Institute aimed at cancer detection and prevention. Thanks for talking with us today, Clara.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here with you and our audience today.
Who's most at risk of developing skin cancer?
Well, traditionally, we see those at risk as individuals who have light skin, we call light skin phenotype, those that can burn easily when they get exposed to UV light, typically associated also with light color eyes, blue eyes, as well as individuals with red hair.
So tell us about the role of melanin in skin cancer.
No, definitely. I mean, melanin is there for a reason, evolutionary-wise. You know, typically populations are closer to the tropic and the equator. They tend to have a lighter skin phenotype just to be able to protect ourselves from the sun. But as over the years, you know, migrating from one part to the other of the globe, now is not the case anymore. And we have light-complected individuals also living in areas of high UV exposure. But the interesting aspect of this is the traditional way how we have thought about risk of developing skin cancer. But for those of us in the clinic and who treat skin cancer, diagnose skin cancer on a day-to-day basis, we also see individuals that are relatively, you know, lightly complected, and they do not develop skin cancer with the same frequency as some other individuals that have similar sun exposure. They also have similar type of skin or family history. So why is that? Why are we seeing individuals that do behave differently despite the known risk factors that we know about? And this is one of the projects that we have taken on as part of the University of Arizona Skin Cancer Institute, is get to be more sophisticated. I mean, let's go beyond the color of the skin. Let's go beyond the color of your eyes. What is driving that susceptibility? And now we're starting to look at, upon UV exposure, certain group of individuals can start developing very specific biomarkers that potentially can be confirmed in the risk of developing skin cancer.
How do you determine who is reacting in what ways to exposure of their skin to sunlight?
So there are certain individuals that can have a signal in their cells when they're exposed to the UV light that will know confer them a different risk for skin cancer. So the way how we do this, we expose to the skin that is relatively sun protected to this similar amount that will cause a sunburn.
You're developing ways now to look into the skin without doing a biopsy. Tell us about those microscopical methods.
The current instrument that is available is relatively bulky. It's on a cart, and you can't really access all parts of the body, but it works really well. It's an expensive instrument. It's a little bit bulky, so it can be in wheels, but you need to move it from one room to the other. So you need to disconnect it from the wall, right? Move it to the next one. And it takes some time to acquire the images and requires significant training. So this is what has created a significant barrier for dermatologists. So when you go in and see the dermatologist, say, why don't you have a confocal microscope in your office? Well, because of all of these reasons that I just mentioned. So now what we're working here at the University of Arizona in collaboration with Dr. Kan in the College of Optical Sciences is a portable device. So let's just miniaturize this confocal microscope and allow providers to carry them in their pocket. So if they can carry them in their pocket, because we already do that with a dermatoscope, the adoption will be better. We'll be able to, you know, use it more frequently and being able to spare individuals from those invasive procedures.
Dr. Clara Curiel is an expert on the science of skin cancer, doing some very exciting work now on personalized approaches to skin cancer, what causes it, how we can work to prevent it, and clever ways to detect and treat it. Thanks very much, Clara.
Thank you.
You can listen to this and all Arizona Science conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.